right. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. You are listening to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, exclusively on 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Welcome back. I hope you guys are having a great week. Looking forward to the weekend, the holidays coming up, all that good stuff. I have a really good show for you today, so thank you so much for joining me. I do want to say first, please excuse my voice. I'm losing it a little bit. Definitely not. I'm not sick or anything, but, you know, just in case you're like, why do you sound so raspy or whatever? That's why. So we're going to be talking about four super cool artists today. The first, we're going to talk about Dayglow, then a band called Swimmers, but it's spelled S-W-M-R-S, like missing the vowels. Then we're going to talk about the Lumineers, a band that everybody knows, but definitely could use a little more appreciation. And finally, we're going to be talking about Hozer, who you probably know, but maybe you don't know all of this stuff. You probably know like a couple songs by him. But without further ado, let's hop right in. To start, we're going to be talking about Dayglow. So as much research as I did on Dayglow, they're a band that I really like their music. Actually, I keep saying there, but it's just one guy. And I really like his music, but I couldn't really find all that much about his life and about his music production and stuff. So I'm just going to talk a lot about how his music makes me feel and how I like it, as well as a little personal stuff about him. So to kick things off, his birth name is Sloan Strubel, but he is professionally known as Dayglow. He is an American singer, songwriter, and producer from Aldo, Texas. He released his first album, Fuzzy Brain, on September 28th, 2018. So he definitely is a newer artist. Yeah, his active years are from 2018 to now. So only been two and a half years since he's even been out there. I guess almost three since it's almost 2021. But so he's definitely new. He is only 21 years old, which is pretty much my age. So I always think that that's really cool when an artist is so successful and they're so young. Yeah. He was born August 8th, 1999, like I said, in Texas. Grew up in a small suburb to two parents. At 10 years old, he started to work with GarageBand and started to teach himself how to create music. When he graduated high school, he attended University of Texas, Austin, where he studied advertising, and then he later dropped out in 2019 to become a musician. He chose the name Dayglow from the song Dayglow by the Brazos, but his name is like literally the word day and then the word glow, and the song by the Brazos is Day and then GLO, if that makes sense. Dayglow is, he describes his style as being a blend of alternative and indie pop. Ones to Watch called Dayglow's style distinct and undeniably sincere, and eventually added that his work is relatable and irresistible, which is definitely true. He said that his main inspirations for his music was Michael Jackson and Tame Impala, and I personally don't hear a lot of Michael Jackson type of influences in his music, but I could see where it comes from based on lyrics and stuff, but he definitely is very similar to Tame Impala in just the way that this band sounds. So, as far as his albums go, Fuzzy Brain was his first album that he released as Dayglow. And like I said before, it was released on September 28th, 2018. It is a 37-minute long album containing 10 songs with his hit, Can I Call You Tonight, which I'll be playing for you guys in a little bit. A few other songs that came out as singles with accompanying music videos are Hot Rod, Listerine, and Nicknames. His two songs, Can I Call You Tonight and Hot Rod, have become his most popular songs, partially due to the popularity on the platform TikTok. Before I even started doing a little more research about him as a person, I never even realized that he was on TikTok. So he definitely doesn't have like the biggest platform in the world on there, but when I did a little more research, he does have a good following, and it totally makes sense. Plus, those songs are played a lot in the background of other videos. If you're familiar with TikTok, you definitely know what I mean. His album art is also really cool. It is like a model of his own head. So if you are curious about what that looks like, definitely go check it out. And his first music video that he ever released was for Can I Call You Tonight. It was filmed with only a green screen and a backdrop and with one of his friends from his hometown. And he recorded all of the songs on this album in his childhood bedroom right before he moved to the University of Texas, Austin. All of his music, like I said, has been self-released, and it's only on digital download, so there's no like records or anything like that. So his music, to me, I just really love his style. Like, I think it's been kind of said that he only has one album and really hasn't released that many songs, but I really do enjoy the music that he has released. I think it is really good and really unique and has a really cool sound. And I think it is really unlike anything that I have ever listened to before. Like a lot of things, doesn't fall into the same category as a lot of indie music, bedroom pop type of music. It's very unique, super different. And I think that's what makes it so cool. So without further ado, here is Can I Call You Tonight by Dayglow. I hope you enjoy. Oh, right. That was Can I Call You Tonight by Dayglow. I hope you guys liked that song. I love that song. It is definitely one of my personal favorites by him. And obviously, it's a hit with the rest of the world, considering it's his most popular song on his album. So we're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about swimmers. So super excited. I hope you join me. And you're listening to Hidden Jams, and I'm DJ Indy, exclusively on 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you back here in just a few minutes.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Voting is an essential part of our democracy, and democracy requires participation. And if I don't vote, someone else will. And I definitely do not want someone else deciding on laws that will affect me, my family, and my community. Voting is our civic duty, and civic duty is the rent we pay for living. So I hope everyone joins me in voting in every single election. For more resources on how to vote, visit www.eac.gov. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communications and Media Studies Department at the Dominican University of California.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here once again. This is Hidden Jams. I'm DJ Indy. You're listening to this show exclusively on 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Let's get right back into it. So next up, we're going to be talking about Swimmers, a band formerly known as Emily's Army. They are an American punk rock band formed in California in 2004 by members Cole Becker and Joey Armstrong, with Becker's brother Max joining in only a few weeks afterwards. They drew on a mix of influences ranging from the Beach Boys to the Ramones, and creating their own brand of rock and a very unique style, as you will hear in a few short minutes. The band added Travis Newman in 2009, who did later leave in 2014 due to quote-unquote creative differences. We know how that goes. The band released their first demo and string of EPs in the years of 2008 to 2010, and they finally released their first album, Don't Be a Blank Bad Word Can't Say on the Radio, on June 14th of 2011. The band's second album, Lost at 17, was released on June 11, 2013. They eventually added one more member, Sebastian Mueller, as a bassist in 2014, and then released their third studio album under their name Swimmers, which was the name change after they first released those other albums under the name Emily's Army. And the album that they released under their new name was called Drive North, and this was released in 2016 via Uncool Records. This album was later re-released after the band was signed with record label Fueled by Ramen. I can't talk. I've said Ramen. In 2016. So like I had said before, the band was formed by Cole Becker and Joey Armstrong. Kind of funny enough, they formed after watching School of Rock, you know, the movie with Jack Black, and he has those kids go to make a band, and then they go to Battle of the Bands, and it's like really awesome. So that movie. The band was originally named The Raining Souls, and then they briefly changed it to The Clocks, and then they briefly changed it to Emily's Army, and then finally they changed it to Swimmers. The band played many small shows and small festivals in California in 2009 when they added their guitarist, who first appeared in a EP that the band released in 2009 called Goody Two Shoes. So in that time, they played a lot of really small venues, played a lot of really small festivals, and just were really focusing on getting people to know their name. In 2013, the band worked with producer Billy Joe Armstrong, on their second record, which I had said before is called Lost at 17. And that was released in late 2013. And after releasing that album, they were invited to go on Vans Warped Tour to support their album. They toured for the very first time in the UK and played their final shows under the name Emily's Army during the Soundwave Festival in Australia. In the early 2014s, the band started writing and recording new material. They lost their guitarist shortly after that, and then in 2014 they released one of their more successful EPs called Swim. This band released a cover of Robin's Dancing on My Own in 2014, which basically gained a lot of their publicity. This was one of the songs that really put them in a new kind of genre, because it was already a song that was pretty known, and then they did it, and they did it really good. So, obviously, they did, you know, something good. That's a song I'm going to be playing for you guys in a little bit. Their third studio album was produced by Fiddler, who was the lead vocalist. Oh, I totally wrote that wrong in my notes. Sorry. It was produced by the lead vocalist of Fiddler, and his name was Zach Carpenter. At this time, they announced that they were going on tour along with Waves and Twin Peaks to help promote their third studio album. On February 15th, 2019, in their more recent successes, they released the second album under the name Swimmers called Berkeley's on Fire, and this band was nominated for Best International Newcomer because of this album. In October of 2019, so almost a full year ago, the guitarist Max Becker, along with two members of the road crew, were involved in a car accident, resulting in the cancellation of the rest of their 2019 shows. Luckily, no one was killed, and they have all are better, but it did cancel the rest of their shows for 2019. So they have kind of a mixed level of success, just considering the fact that they are like not really big anywhere, but like people know a few songs by them. They know like a little bit, but they don't know the majority of it and like their stories and stuff. I don't know if I said this before, but their band was actually formed in Oakland, California, so it is a local band. Yeah, which I think is really cool. So, without further ado, maybe I should stop saying that so much, but here is the song, their cover of Dancing by Myself by Robin by Swimmers for you to enjoy.
Somebody said you got a new friend. Does she love you better than I can? There's a big black sky over my town. I know you're right, I bet she's around. Yeah, I know it's stupid. I just gotta see it for myself. Hiding your corner, watching you kiss her. Oh, I'm right over here. Why can't you see me? Oh,
All right, welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Lumineers. Super exciting, so I can't wait. This is Hidden Jams, and I'm DJ Indy. You're listening to 102.3 FM Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, and I'll be right back.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Every year, millions of Americans get into car accidents because they're too obsessed with their phones. Do you really need to comment, "Oh my gosh, so cute," on the picture of Kelly's dog while you're driving in the middle of a highway? If it's absolutely necessary to use your phone, pull over. Distracted driving is dangerous driving, so don't be that person. Put the phone down. It can wait. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
All right, music lovers, welcome back to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. So, that was so weird, sorry. We are going to be talking about the Lumineers next. Super cool band. Can't wait to get into this. I just want to say thank you so much for joining me this far, and I hope you guys come back next week for our final show. So, the Lumineers are an American folk rock band based in Denver, Colorado. The founding members are Wesley Schultz, who does lead vocals and guitar, Jeremiah Ferrates, who plays drums, percussion, and piano. And the two of them began writing and performing together in New Jersey in around 2005. They slowly started adding more and more members to the band, and then eventually ended up with just having the two of them again. The Lumineers emerged as one of the most popular folk rock slash Americana artists during the revival of those genres, which predominantly happened in the 2010s. That's the years that they spend most of their time growing their popularity. The band stripped back a lot of raw sounds and drew heavily from artists that had a very similar deep sound, such as Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen. They are known for their energetic live shows and have had several international hits, including Hey Ho, Stubborn Love, Ophelia, and Cleopatra. We're going to be listening to Ophelia later today, which is, I feel like it's a song you've probably heard before, but it's just one of those songs that would never go out of style. Like, it has been popular for so long, and it will continue to be a hit. The band has become one of the top touring bands in the United States and has also gained a lot of popularity in other countries. The Lumineers have released 3 albums on the American independent label Dual Tone Records, and they released a self-entitled first album in 2012 under that same record label. This album actually peaked number 2 on the Billboard 200 and has been certified triple platinum in the US, Canada, and just platinum in the UK and Ireland. Their second album, Cleopatra, was released in 2016, debuted at number 1 on the US Billboard, and also on the Canadian and British album charts. And it is certified platinum in the US. Their third album, entitled 3, was released on September 13, 2009, and has yet to really receive any awards. It's good, though. I know what you're probably thinking, that this band does not sound like a hidden jam, because they have platinum albums, they have gold albums, they've reached the 200, Billboard 200 top hits, but I just think that they're like the epitome of indie music. They're one of the bands that kind of got the whole indie genre kicked off, so I think that they're really important to the overall success of indie music. So a little bit of history about them. Like I said, they were formed and are currently in Denver, Colorado. When they had formed the band, they had all of them recently had just graduated from college, and they had a lot of like different plans for their lives. They weren't planning on becoming a band, but things worked out that way for them. They originally signed a management deal with Onto Entertainment, which funded the band to record a full-length album in Seattle. This album was remixed, and they got the opportunity to work with Black Keys, Cold War Kids, Edward Sharp, and the Magnetic Zeros, a bunch of other people who are not as big as they are now. December of 2011 kind of changed their career. The song Ho Hey, which would become the band's first single, was used in the first season of the CW's Heart of Dixie, which is a TV show. This song gained national buzz on social media, and in January of 2012, this song had been called the best song of 2012. The band ended up passing up a major label deal with the independent label Dial Tone Records the same month, which they ended up going back to, but they initially were like, no. Which ended up benefiting them because they wrote and produced a lot of good stuff in between them that may have not been produced if they had gone to work with them right away. Their self-titled debut album, The Lumineers, was released in 2012. The album was met with mixed positive critical reception, holding 73 reviews on Metacritic. And a lot of people really liked it, though. So all in all, it was a hit, no matter which way you want to look at it. To talk a little bit about their musical style, they wanted each song to have a lot of different sound, a lot of different elements, something that made it interesting, different, unique, not like all of the other music that you hear. They also emphasize that while their music is unique, has a lot of sounds, it is also very simple. They're not trying to reinvent the wheel. One of their members said they're just trying to keep the song super simple, but so that anyone with any instrument can play a Lumineer song. At the same time, though, it being incredibly different from anything that most people have probably heard before. Other artists have commented on this, like, indie folk style music. Very similarly, people talk about the Lumineers the way they talk about Mumford & Sons. So you'll definitely get to see what I mean when you listen to this song. But they really like the idea of the soulfulness of folk music and the sound of acoustic music. And when you get a little bit closer to the musician, to the writer, at times it makes you feel like you're in the song with them. And that was their goal. So, without further ado, this is Ophelia by the Lumineers. I hope you guys enjoy.
When I was young, I should have known better, and I can't feel no remorse, and you don't feel nothing bad. I got a new girlfriend. He feels like he's on top. Since the flood, oh, Ophelia, heaven help a fool who falls in love. Oh,
Ophelia, you've been on my mind, girl, like a drug. Oh, Ophelia, heaven help a fool who falls in love. Oh, Ophelia, you've been on my mind, girl, since the flood.
That was Ophelia by the Lumineers. I hope you loved that. I love that song. We're going to take one final break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about Hozier, who is awesome and super cool and has some great music, so I can't wait to get into that for you. I'll see you back here in just a minute. This is Hidden Jams. I'm DJ Indy, exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. See you in a few. The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio. It only takes 3 seconds to put on your seatbelt every time you get into a car, and it just might save your life. Car accidents are unavoidable because they are, in fact, accidents. But the choice you make to put on your seatbelt every time you get in the car can change the outcome of a potential accident. Make sure you and your loved ones buckle up every time and help save lives. All right, welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here still. I'm DJ Indy, and you're listening to Hidden Jams, exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Let's get right back into it. We have come to our final artist for the evening, who is Hozier, who I am so excited to talk about. It is unreal. He is incredible. Born Andrew John Hozier Brin. He is an Irish singer-songwriter and musician. He has had his international breakthrough after releasing his debut single, Take Me to Church, which I'm sure everybody knows, which has been certified multi-platinum in several countries, including the US, the UK, Canada. Hozier's music primarily draws from folk, soul, and blues genres, often using religious and literary themes in his work. It is ridiculous, the work that he does. I honestly wish I could just play a bunch of songs of his for the last, like, 10 minutes of the show so you could just melt into his words, but I'm going to talk about him. So, he was raised in Ireland, like I said before, and in 2013 released his debut EP featuring his hit single Take Me to Church. This song became a rock radio hit in the United States and peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. His chart-topping debut studio album released in 2014 was critically acclaimed. Everybody loved it. It has been certified 6 times platinum in Ireland and multi-platinum in several countries. In September of 2018, Hozier released an EP titled Nina Cried Power. This EP featured the title track as a single, reaching the number 1 on the Adult Billboard Alternative Songs Airplay chart. He released his second album, Wasteland Baby, in March of 2019, which debuted atop the US Billboard 200. He grew up, like I've said like 3 times already, in Ireland, in Bray, County Wicklow, Ireland, specifically. His parents were both musical. His dad was a blues drummer, and his mom was a singer and is an artist. He did grow up in the Irish countryside, and his family was very Catholic. If you were raised Catholic, you would definitely pick up on his Catholic themes in his music. For sure. As a child, he self-identified himself as a class clown and an unfocused student, calling school a monotonous nightmare. And since then, he has been writing songs. He attended a bunch of schools in Dublin and then eventually moved on to going to Trinity College. He was refused a year's deferral by the college after missing exams and never went back. And the reason he missed the exams was to record demos for music label. So while he was in college, he became involved with the orchestra. He was a member of the ensemble from 2007 to 2012 and appeared as a soloist in 2014. He toured and sang with the group internationally, including performances in Norway and the Netherlands. He played at the Oxygen Festival in 2009 and in 2012. And finally, in 2011, he opened up a performance for Alex Winston in Dublin. And his kind of up-and-coming thing was in 2012 when he appeared as a background singer for Billy Ocean. I don't even know. Like, I was planning on playing Eden for you guys, and I think I'm still going to, but his... Oh, they're all so good. It's so hard to pick which one I want to play. So the song that I'm going to play for you, though, I think today is going to be From Eden, which was released on his second EP titled From Eden in 2014. One of the tracks on that was Cherry Wine, and those lyrics are really interesting. They definitely depict scenes and a story of someone in a relationship that is abusive. And it appears in the movie I Wish I Was Here, and it was chosen for its heartbreaking lyrics and poetry, and later Hozier performed it on The Late Late Show. I just feel like that song is a little bit of a downer to end on, but From Eden is really good. Chef's kiss. In case you didn't know what that was, I was like, chef's kiss. So he also does a lot of social activism, which I think is really cool and sets him apart. He is part of Home Sweet Home, an organization led by celebrities including Saoirse Ronan and Glenn Hansard. In 2016, this organization illegally took over a office building in Dublin, which ended up housing 31 homeless families. In 2005, Hozier announced that all the royalties from his song Jack Bought Jump would go to the NAACP and Black Lives Matter. And that was recently, June 5th. There's a lot of different political messages in his songs, kind of a lot to dive into, but one, for example, in the Take Me to Church music video, it features two men in a same-sex relationship and highlights the injustices and violence that people face when they are members of the LGBTQ plus community. The video was inspired by videos of violent crimes against gay men in Russia. And Hozier definitely holds that stuff very dear. I'm not entirely sure why, but he does a lot of really good stuff for the LGBTQ plus community. So without further ado, I'm going to let him speak for himself. This is From Eden by Hozier. Just melt into the lyrics in his voice. It is incredible. I hope you enjoy.
Tree, honey, you're familiar.
That was From Eden by Hozier. I hope you guys loved that song. I love that song. How could you not? Thank you so much for joining me here today. I hope you guys tune in next week. We have a new show of Hidden Jams every Friday, and next Friday is going to be our last show, but you can go back and listen to all of the other shows. We might have a very special guest on our next show, so it's definitely one you don't want to miss. Once again, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed. I'm DJ Indy, and this is Hidden Jams, and this show is exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.